A massive explosion lights up the night sky over the Pavlograd region in eastern Ukraine. Smoke trails suggest possibly exploding Ukrainian weapons, but not so, say officials, who rarely admit to Russian missiles hitting military targets. They say this was an industrial enterprise and that at least 19 apartment buildings, 25 private homes and 6 schools were damaged or destroyed by the attack. Sergei was at home with his wife when in the early hours of Monday morning there was an almighty blast.
Once I heard the first explosions, I shouted to my wife, "Let's quickly put on clothes and get out." We'd only got to the corridor when I heard another explosion. I was thrown by the shockwave. Windows were blown out. It's good we weren't outdoors because I don't know what would happen to us.
We were in the corridor putting on shoes when both doors were smashed out by the explosion wave. Then there was fire. I ran outside and saw the garage was destroyed.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched 18 missiles at the Kyiv and Dnipropetrovsk regions, 15 of which were successfully intercepted by air defense. Victoria Suprun's daughter lies in bed, lucky to have escaped injury or worse. Officials say dozens of people were injured in the attacks, including children.
We rushed to the hallway and laid on the floor, and then the explosion wave twisted the door. Had we stayed for 5 more seconds, we would have been trapped here. Then there were more explosions. My child will need psychological help. It's horrible.
These attacks come just 3 days after 25 people, including 6 children, were killed by a Russian missile hitting an apartment building in the city of Uman in central Ukraine. Russia repeatedly says it doesn't deliberately target civilians, but thousands have been killed by missiles, drones and shelling of densely populated towns and cities since its invasion of Ukraine in February last year. Russian missiles and so-called kamikaze drone strikes targeting areas deep inside Ukraine have increased in recent days. Now, it's impossible to confirm as to whether these are in fact an attempt by Russia to hit Ukraine supply lines ahead of an expected Ukrainian counter-offensive. But the UK Defence Ministry says Russia has for months been preparing what it describes as some of the most extensive defensive lines seen anywhere in the world in decades. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.